number 68 from January 2010. That's not fair. Before the weather turned cold, I was walking down the lane beside the pond. I was looking for the flightless goose that I wrote about before. I hadn't seen him in about a week, and I hadn't seen him walking down the road heading south either, so I was kind of worried. My fears were well-founded, because before I got halfway past the pond, I found the grisly remains of the poor, flightless goose. All that was left of him was a string of connecting bones and his one deformed wing. It was almost as if the predator that devoured this sad bird had to add one last insult by refusing to eat the crippled wing, but eating everything else. I stood there for a while, thinking about the violence and the unfairness of life. This hapless bird really didn't have a chance. I started thinking that there are a lot of people in the world who really don't have much of a chance either, and that doesn't seem fair. As I turned to walk on down the lane, I inadvertently stepped right on a giant anthill. I smashed several of the hard-working little insects with my big foot and completely demolished the top of their home. I had to laugh at the irony of my concern for one goose, and then, with one step, totally demolishing many lives of another species of God's creatures. I'm not really that fond of ants, but I tried to look at it from their perspective. I must have appeared to these ants like some kind of natural disaster. I was an earthquake shaking up their world. I was a tsunami sweeping away their home. I was a giant asteroid come to destroy their earth. I've always supposed that ants really don't think about these things. They just get busy carrying away their dead and rebuilding their home. I guess ants don't have time to wonder if this terrible thing that happened is because of something bad they did. Maybe the ant gods were displeased with them and allowed this disaster, they might wonder. Maybe they would blame themselves, saying, "If only I had worked just a little harder like the rest of the ants," or "Maybe I should have not given in to my desires to reproduce and just left that to the queen," or "I was too sinfully proud of the beautiful anthill I helped make." I guess ants don't think about things like this in their world, because if they did, they would be just like us. We wonder about the unfairness of life. We feel guilt when things go wrong. We wonder why God does the things that he does and doesn't do other things that we think he ought to do. As I walked down the lane, I mused, "I know about as much about what God is up to in his world as those ants know about me. I had better just trust and keep rebuilding."